Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rams pretty much just annihilate the Bears last night in Monday Night Football. They will now take on Tua this coming week. And joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Eric Williams, SportsIllustrated.com. Also covers the Ram. We've had Eric on a few times. Eric, thanks for coming on. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tony. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. The Rams, man, they just keep quietly going along about their business, beating up some pretty decent teams, and last night was no different. They take down the 5-1 Bears. Their defense just looks stout, really across the board. Talk about what you're seeing from this team defensively that has, I think, kind of separated them a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. I do think that's the difference, really, when you look at their success a couple years ago and what they're doing right now. I mean, obviously, Wade Phillips is a great defensive coordinator, and that defense was pretty good under him, but I feel like they've taken another step in their evolution in terms of what they're doing. They have a new defense coordinator, Brandon Staley. He runs a 3-4 scheme, but it's a little bit different than what they were running in years past. I think they're able to get more consistent pass rush than maybe they did in years past. Obviously, if you have Aaron Donald in there, that's going to do it for you. But they have some other pieces around Aaron that I think makes them a little bit more dangerous up front. They got Leonard Floyd from Chicago, and he had a good game against his former team, had a couple sacks. They're also using Jalen a little bit differently than they have in the past. Jalen's mostly been a guy that's played on the perimeter, but in this new system, he's playing a star position, which basically is a slot defender. So they're putting him inside where he can be more involved in the action, and you can't just stay away from him on the outside. And you're seeing him make plays. He's really been more of an enforcer, laying a lot of big licks in the middle of that defense. And so, again, when you have a guy like Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, two of the best defensive players in the NFL, your defense should be good. And I think they're showing that through the first seven games.
Eric, let me ask you about the Rams in terms of how the league is looking at the Rams. You know, their first four victories were all over the NFC East, and that's been kind of a crazy division, one of the worst divisions of all time. And of course,
you're
the
being
NFC
nice,
West,
Chris.
What's that?
You're being nice. They've been off.
Yeah, they've been absolutely pathetic. But one of the reasons I guess they're so bad is because they're playing all the teams in the NFC West, and the NFC West is very good. Did they need that Bears win last night for a little credibility going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think so, because they really hadn't beat a team with a winning record until that Bears team. And I don't even really know how good that Bears team is, to be honest, when you look at what they did offensively. But it does give them a little bit of credibility. I think, you know, people recognize the Bears nationally just because it's kind of one of those NFL teams that people follow, you know, year in, year out. So it does give them a little bit of credibility, but I still feel like they need to beat a team like the Seahawks or the Cardinals, who are playing really well right now, before they kind of jump into that stratosphere of being maybe a top 10 team or being considered a top 10 team. But certainly that Bears win helps. Not only the win, but just the way that they beat the Bears, they thoroughly handled them.
How big is Jalen Ramsey? You mentioned him playing that star spot on the defense in that slot, and he has been kind of the enforcer. He lays helmet like he's a big dude. Yeah. Is he that big at the cornerback position?
Yeah, I mean, like, if he was to stand next to Derwin James, they look almost identical. That's how big he is. I mean, he's 6'1", 6'2", 210, 215 pounds, and he's long, long arms, long legs. That's kind of what he looks like. He really is built like a safety, to be honest with you. But he has the movement skills of a corner because he can get in and out of breaks. He's quick as well as being fast. But he plays physical for a guy that size. You know, sometimes you get bigger guys and they don't play like their size indicates, but he plays like that.
Eric, the Rams are playing their fourth game already this season in the Eastern time zone. Notice they've already been to Philadelphia and they won. They've been to Washington and won and played pretty well in a great game at Buffalo. Now they go into Miami. And Sean McVay, talk a little bit about how he's changed a little bit as a coach, going from the early success in the Super Bowl to kind of coming back to the pack and now seeming to have his mojo back. And do they do anything special when they go east? Because he's had a good record, I think, from what I recall, when he takes his team across the country.
Yeah, he has a good record playing in those early window games in the East Coast. I don't know what it is exactly, but he has had a lot of success. One of the things that they've done this year because of the COVID protocols is they're flying in late. You know, a lot of times on the East Coast, you know, when I cover the Chargers, they fly in Friday and be there a couple days. But because they kind of want to avoid the restrictions that you have when you go on the road, they're flying Saturday and they get in like late Saturday. They're basically there about 24 hours and then they play and they get on the plane and they leave. And so he feels like that's actually helped them have an extra day to sleep in their own bed, that the time difference isn't that much of an issue because you're only there 24 hours. They get a good night's rest on Saturday. They get up early on Sunday, which McVay normally does anyway. He's kind of like John Gruden, guy that doesn't sleep very much and gets up early and goes to work. And they've had a lot of success doing that this year. I asked him if he's going to continue to do that after, you know, next year when COVID, we hope, goes away. He said that's the schedule that they might stick with because they've had a lot of success with it this year.
How about Jared Goff in terms of what you've seen from him? Because you look at his numbers, he's kind of middle of the pack, but he does seem to have this offense going in the right direction and hasn't made some of the mistakes we've seen from him in the past couple years.
Yeah, better than he's been in years past. I think he's a year more mature in that offense, has more command in that offense in terms of pre-snap where he's going to go with the football. So I think he's a little more decisive in his reads. I think that's helped him play faster, be more efficient. And then I think physically, again, having Kevin O'Connell there as the offensive coordinator, a guy that's played quarterback in the league and played quarterback most of his you know playing career, I think that's helped him, given an extra set of eyes and another guy he can kind of talk to in terms of his development. Physically, O'Connell has done a great job of kind of building a base for Jared, so he's a more accurate thrower on the run. You see him now, you know, when he gets outside the pocket, planting his foot and making sure that he's has good body mechanics in terms of throwing the football. Well, that's something he worked on this offseason. And so I think the result is just overall better performance, overall better comfort in terms of throwing the football. And he's done a good job of leading this team.
Little Kevin O'Connell trivia for you. When I did San Diego State football game several years ago with Ted Leitner, our sideline reporter was Kevin O'Connell, if you can believe that, Eric.
Really?
Yeah, he was our sideline reporter and did an excellent job before he got into the coaching ranks. Last thing, obviously, Tua's, you know, the big story weekend and the NFL, all the eyes of the league will be on Tua. Advantage to the Dolphins because they're starting Tua and the Rams don't have any tape on him, or maybe advantage to the Rams because it's still Tua's first game and he's never seen a big NFL defense as good as Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey before?
Yeah, I always feel like it's an advantage to the defense in terms of the experience, because how many plays can he run just with this being his first NFL start? So you would imagine the playbook's going to be pretty thin in terms of what he's going to be doing. I do think he has advantage of a couple weeks of preparation. I think that helps, and I think that was pretty smart of the Dolphins to do that, to give him as many snaps with the first team as possible. But with the ability to disguise and you have Aaron Donald chasing you for four quarters. You have Jalen Ramsey in the secondary, and their ability to kind of mix things up and complicate things pre-snap, I would think that the Rams have that advantage there in terms of their defense.
Rams looking to stretch their record to 6-2 on Sunday. Eric, as always, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Yep, thank you.
Yep. Eric Williams, SportsIllustrated.com on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.